Welcome back to the Paul Revere Show. Please remember, call in 844-967-2789. I'm very pleased to have with us this evening Matt Moreno, the youngest chair of a Democratic Party county organization in the state of Wisconsin. Before we went on the break, Matt was telling us about the focus of the Waukesha County Dems. One, community outreach. Two, a focus on youth organizing. All based on listening to people and not just talking conspiracy. So Matt, you were telling us before the break about the focus on youth and the success of your youth organizing. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so 2017, we started reaching out to high school students who we knew shared our values and just started, you know, continuing that trend of listening, seeing, you know, what they were seeing, what they felt, what they needed. And what I learned is that young people really, they have the passion, they have the desire, they just need the support and the leadership. So often in large organizations, we look at young people as foot soldiers, people who are going to show up and they're going to make the calls, they're going to knock on the doors, and they're just going to fall in line, be good soldiers. But in reality, these young people have some of the best ideas. They're some of the most impassioned people I've ever met. And they just need folks in power to give them a little bit of leadership and a lot of support, and really magical things are going to happen. When I talk with county party leaders around the state and they ask me kind of what the formula was, and I really just said it was give some support and get out of the way. We let them lead themselves. And obviously we give them structure and training and teaching, and we're always there to support. But the best thing we did was we just got out of their way. They know how to connect with young people. They know what young people are talking about and thinking, and they just need some support. So I was really proud in 2018, at the height of our high school Dems growth, where we had over 150 members in the county. They registered nearly 1,000 18-year-olds to vote in high schools around the county. Rather, it was by coordinating with social studies departments to have voter registration events during class. They even had buttons that we made with QR codes to help people register to vote right on their phones. These young people have such a great concept of technology and social media tools that really, once they get some power and some acknowledgement, they're just off to the races with how they're going to do it.
That's a great, great story. I'm going to remind folks that these shows are saved as a podcast. So for all my Dems out there and my state chair, Ben Wickler, check out and please listen to Matt Moreno. We need it. We need it. We need it. So Matt, what else is going on with the Dems in Waukesha County? Community outreach, youth organizing, what else?
You know, digital organizing was the next place we needed to go. I think as everybody can attest, the advantage that we grew under Barack Obama as Democrats, where we led the world in digital, we were the first people to truly understand how to reach people in a digital world. We fell behind. Again, Democrats got complacent. That's the story of 2016. So when I got on board, we started looking at ways we could meet our audience where they are. So we massively expanded how we reach out to voters. And as of today, the Waukesha County Democratic Party spends more on digital advertising than every other county party combined in Wisconsin.
More than Dane County and more than Milwaukee County, where I live and have been voting a Dem.
Yep. More than both of them and every other county combined, we spend more annually on digital ads.
And so tell me why I should talk to Dems in my county and those that I know around the state why should we go this route? What's the return?
What's the return? It's the long-term messaging. So the common thing we heard so often when we started showing up in people's communities is, well, we only see you every 18 months. You only come around when you tell us you want our vote. But all the other times, we don't see you, we don't hear from you, nothing. So one of the ways we show up, especially during the pandemic when we couldn't be going to these fairs, was we showed up on people's timelines. We were telling them the good things Democrats do. We were holding Republicans accountable for the bad things they do. And so constantly, 24/7, 365, we were reminding voters what's going on. Because we can't expect to only talk to voters 6 months out of 24 and expect us to have any sort of credibility or for us to understand what's going on. My favorite example recently, when Joe Biden got elected, we passed the child care tax credit, where we were putting money directly in the pockets of working families. Over half the voters didn't know Joe Biden was responsible for that. They knew that this money was coming. They were grateful. It helped a lot of families avoid a lot of hard decisions. But most of them could not tell you that Joe Biden and the Democrats were the only people responsible for it and that every single Republican voted against it. So we made sure that we were messaging that to working families in the county. Now, does every working family in the county magically know? Probably not, but a lot more do. And a lot more of them are going to be talking about what Democrats have done for them come election time than if we continue to only talk to ourselves and ignore all the other people who are working, you know, full-time jobs, working two jobs, you know, caring, raising for a family, who don't have the time. Yep. Who don't have the time to come to a meeting or to come to an event. We still know that those voters are equally as important to the people who show up and volunteer for us.
It's awesome. So that's the essence of it, or is there more to this?
That's the essence of it, but there's also the benefit of reaching new people who don't know you exist. One of the biggest things that we hear, even to this day, whether we're knocking on doors or marching in parades, hey, I'm the only Democrat here. Why are you guys out here? Why are you in New Berlin? Why are you in Dousman? Why are you in Muskego? And we're like, hey, there's a ton more. You just don't know about it. So one of the powers that we've had with digital advertising is reaching out to those Democrats and bringing them into community events, whether it's a neighborhood coffee or a county party meeting. The last county party meeting we had prior to COVID, so it was February 2020, we had 322 people show up for an event with Alex Lazary talking about the DNC. Largest meeting in county history, largest meeting I can find of any organization in the Democratic Party in Wisconsin's history. It was massive. And it was all because we reached out to folks. We told them we were going to be here. So the folks who are watching Rachel Maddow at home tonight, the folks who are listening to Devil's Advocates, who might not know that just down the road, there's a bunch of Democrats just like them, and there's a community waiting for them. In Menominee Falls, 2 months ago, we had our first launch of Grassroots Menominee Falls, a local Democratic Party group. They had 35 people show up, most of whom who had no idea that there were so many Democrats in their community just like them.
It's sort of funny, isn't it, how folks can't imagine that there's other folks like them, right?
Absolutely.
So tell me something here, just what we're talking about, sort of the numbers. Because you mentioned 40%. And by that, I think you were saying that there were 40% of folks voting in Waukesha County are voting Dems, roughly. Is that what?
Roughly, it's still. So it was 38.7, but I'm very optimistic we'll get to 40 here in one of the next election cycles.
And, well, I'm hoping you get to 45 by November. So, but the... Let's just talk about that, because I think a lot of people, you know, they hear, and I think the main media is sort of puts us in this trap where it's red and blue, right? I think about Wisconsin all the time as purple and its shades of purple. And so what you're telling me is that Waukesha isn't red, it's purple, but there is close to 40%, let's just use it, 38.7% of people that actually voted were voting blue. So it's not that dark of, it's not that red of a purple. So how does that, how do these numbers, so just compare with, you know, we always hear the talk that there's somehow Milwaukee County, Dane County are predominantly Dems. And, but in terms of party organization, what can you tell us about how Waukesha Dems compare?
Yeah, so let's break down the voter numbers first. I think it's really important. So let's roll back to 2010. It was when I first got involved in any kind of politics. And I think it was really when Wisconsin changed under Scott Walker. The old mantra was, if Waukesha County can just figure out how to be a 30% Democratic, we have a good night ahead of us. And to Scott Walker's credit, he kicked our butt in 2010. Waukesha County only got about 27% for the Democrat. Fast forward, and there's a new thinking around Waukesha County where now it's going to be 40%. If we hit 40, game over, early night for everybody. Because we are the third largest county of voters in Wisconsin, and we're the third largest Democratic voters in Wisconsin. And so every time we grow that number, we are pulling the support out of the heart of the Republican Party in Wisconsin. Waukesha County is the Republicans' number one county for votes. So every time we pull another percent, we are bleeding it directly from their core. So that's really important to think about. We are crucial when it comes to Wisconsin's statewide elections.
Let me ask you a question though, right?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily just bleeding from the other party, right? Isn't there really this group of like, how do we create new voters, new participants, right?
Because absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of folks that just don't engage.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely. There's never just persuasion. There's never just get out the vote. It's always going to be a mix of the two. We're very fortunate in Waukesha where we have very high voter participation. There's still obviously voters who aren't registered, and there's still voters who don't frequently vote, but we have a very high level of voter engagement just by nature in Waukesha. So for us, when we started organizing those 18-year-old votes, that's the biggest group of non-voters in our county, are those really young voters. So we found a direct path to them, meet them right where they're at in the classrooms, whether that's through teachers or schools who want to encourage their young voters to vote, or rather it's through fellow high school Democrats who can use the power of social media to encourage their friends to vote. We did that and it worked really well. But a lot of it comes with persuasion, because the Republican Party, like you mentioned not too long ago, it's not the same Republican Party it used to be. My dad grew up a Republican. He was a Republican up until Barack Obama. He still was a Republican when he voted for Mitt Romney. Since the days of the radical extremists of the Republican Party, led by Scott Walker, led by Donald Trump, he no longer is a Republican. And there's a lot of people around Waukesha who feel the same way. They're conservative in some ways, smaller government, lower taxes. But they're not here for conspiracies. They're not here for racism and homophobia. They're not here to take rights away from women who have been assaulted and need an abortion. They're not here for any of that. But that's what the Republican Party here is for. They're not here to call COVID a hoax. They're here to take care of themselves and their communities. They're here to get the vaccine. And the Republican Party is not that party anymore. So we want to be the opposition to that. We want to be the adults in the room. We want to show them what's possible under a common sense leadership like Joe Biden and like Tony Evers. And I think that message resonates, and the election results speak for themselves that it does resonate with these folks.
Now, you know, my sense of just talking to folks right now, it seems like, you know, a lot of people are sort of like, what do we do and where is their hope? right? I mean, and they're watching it. And where is that group of people that one can trust? And how do we get out there, or why should we trust Dems, right? Why should we trust Dems? So I think your point on being available, accessible, being part daily, not just 2 months, 3 months before an election, is really, really crucial. So look, we're gonna come back for the last section of the show and really talk about what are the hot issues coming into November, where's Waukesha County going, and where are we all Dems going? And we will be right back, folks, with Matt Moreno, a success story in Wisconsin for young progressives.